California firefighters race against returning winds in Ventura blaze. Thousands of firefighters continued to contain a massive wildfire that claimed 174 homes in Ventura County as weather forecasters warned residents to prepare for winds to pick up speed starting Monday. The mountain fire, which started at about 9:45 a.m. November 6, had scorched more than 32 square miles around Camarillo Heights, about 55 miles north of Los Angeles, by Monday afternoon. Fire crews have contained about 36% of the fire's perimeter by Monday afternoon, according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. The fire grew quickly last week, fueled by extreme fire danger with Santa Ana winds gusting at more than 65 miles per hour, spreading the flames into dry grass in the surrounding orchards and fields, according to officials. Beyond the homes burned by the blaze, 74 structures were also damaged. 5 residents and 1 firefighter received injuries, CAL FIRE reported. No one was killed in the quick-moving fire. Winds are expected to kick up again starting Monday night, but are not expected to reach the speed of last week's gusts. According to National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Walburn, humidity in the area should rise. Walburn said the Weather Service did not issue a red flag warning for the 2-day event, but only posted a weather advisory. Fog and clouds were expected to develop in coastal areas, with wind gusting up to 25 miles per hour in the higher elevations. The reason there's not a red flag warning for Tuesday and Wednesday wind event because that we believe the fuel moistures are going to be sufficiently more moist and the humidity is going to be a little bit higher, Walburn told the public Sunday. The National Weather Service issued a special red flag warning for the area last week, just before the fire started. Forecasters also warned the public it would be a particularly dangerous situation because of dry conditions and low humidity, accompanied by Santa Ana winds, a Southern California weather phenomenon that sends strong and extremely dry wind gusts through coastal and inland regions. Ventura County Fire Department Chief Dustin Gardner said the fire impacted more than 30,000 people and 100 businesses that employ about 1,000 people. "It's been a long few days," Gardner told the community Sunday. "For all of you that were impacted by this fire, for all of you that have suffered loss, we feel for you." Although the county's fire department was prepared for the special fire danger last week, bumping up staffing levels to 300 firefighters, they also readied 65 emergency units, 4 hand crews, 3 bulldozers, and 3 firefighting helicopters to drop retardant that worked all day and night. Within 90 minutes after the fire started, fire crews from all around the region came to help battle the blaze, Gardner said. Partners arrived from Orange, Los Angeles, and Kern counties, along with U.S. Forest Service and local cities. At the height of the emergency, more than 1,000 firefighters were working on extinguishing the fire, according to the fire chief. "We had resources from South Central Drive Code 3 all the way up here, get off the freeway and engage in pulling people out of burning homes within 90 minutes," Gardner said. "Most of the firefighters worked 30 hours during the first shift to save lives and homes," Gardner said. "I know we suffered great damage, but thousands of homes were saved, and hundreds of lives were rescued," he said. At one point, sheriff's deputies saved an elderly woman from her home as the flames arrived. The fire started in the rural area of Somas at Balcom Canyon and Bradley Roads, around orchards and fields. According to Ventura County Sheriff Jim Freihoff, strong winds carried a burning ember from that location 2.5 miles away to the residential area of Camarillo Heights. "We called in every available resource we had," Freihoff said at Sunday's town hall meeting. 2 county jails were also locked down, allowing deputies to help rescue fire victims. More than 14,000 people were evacuated during the height of the fire, and many were still waiting to return home, according to the sheriff. Southern California Edison, which serves area residents with electricity, began working Sunday to replace 30 poles, according to Freihoff. 14 fire investigators were still searching for the origin and cause of the fire Monday, fire officials told community members at a town hall meeting Sunday. Fire crews continued to try to keep the fire away from Highway 118 and Highway 126 in Santa Paula, according to the fire's operations section chief Clint Swenson's Monday update. Crews were focused on mopping up and patrolling Camarillo Heights and suppressing the fire, he said.